This is CliffCentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you, and especially to you as we start this beautiful day here on CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and this is Spotlight, where we look at entertainment, where we look at all the stars of the stage, of the screen, the stars that you hear on radio. Of course, we look at the top restaurants, the top hotels, the top travel, the top festivals. This is what the show's about. This is Spotlight. My name is Alan Ford, and it is good to be with you this this beautiful morning here in Johannesburg as we go across the globe. This is great. I had like 17 or 18 people in Canada listening last week and getting messages from Canada.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
It's quite cool. It's kind of fun, I think. I think it's really cool. In studio, a really packed lineup. We're going to talk about the show that the spectacular that that took place this weekend at Monte Cassino at the Teatro. It was called Born to Perform, Shine. And we've got two of the guest stars from the show in the studio. Well, one on the line, one in the studio, and we'll chat to them. Then we've got some of the great thespians. Well, he's definitely one of the great thespians of our day. Ryan Flynn and Jessica Driver talking about Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
The Rock of Ages.
Yeah, you got to say it like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're going to talk about a great psychological thriller happening at Daphne's Place, the Auditorium General Theatre at the Square, and it's called Cupcakes and Commiserations. And we'll chat to the guys from the cast of that particular production. And of course, there's a top restaurant. We always do this, but a top restaurant in Cape Town called the Short Market Club. You can't, the list is so long to get in there. But it we'll chat to Chef Wesley Randalls, who is he's just doing incredible things with this particular restaurant. It's a part of the Luke Dale Roberts portfolio, and so we'll do that later in the show. But the show's going to be full of fun and lots of fun things. I'm going to open the show as we go all the way to KwaZulu-Natal. Thembeka Nguni, one of the famous faces from what we've seen her on Idols, we've seen her on X Factor, we've seen her on The Voice. Thembeka, welcome to the show. Are you there? Thembeka, where are you?
Everyone.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm good, thank you. And how is everyone doing?
That's really good this morning. How's KwaZulu-Natal?
It's really hot. It's really, really hot. Actually, I never got to fly back yesterday. I'm still here. I'm here in Johannesburg because I am promoting my single and my upcoming album.
So let's start there. Tell me about your new album and the single. When did you release?
I released my single, I think, about 2 months ago. It's called Kala Zome, which means cry till your tears dry. But my album, we're still planning on when to release that.
Well, we look forward to. I want to get you into studio so we can get you to sing and get you to play a bit with us here. So that's
that'll be amazing.
That's definitely a plan. You know, a very interesting career if you think about it. I mean, you've entered all of the competitions, haven't you? So let's just do this. You entered Idols twice, okay, and then X Factor. That was very disappointing. And then you joined the Voice South Africa. And at that stage in your mind, I mean, as I've read, you thought that, well, this is going to be your last attempt at pursuing your musical ambitions. Is that correct? That was your thought.
Nor did I even want to enter The Voice.
Really?
When I entered it. Yeah. A friend of mine like really pushed me to go and enter The Voice. I didn't want to. I was done with competition. I was done with singing. I was done with anything that had to do with the microphone.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, you exploded on that particular stage. You were Team Karen Zoid, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Okay, that just now has taken your career off to another level. Now, this particular song. Now I know you're on the cell phone, but I've made PJ Powers do this, so you can also.
Oh.
Okay. So sing us a little verse of the song from the new album.
From the album.
Yeah, sing your new single. Bit of it. Come on, let's hear it.
Okay. Ngoba sengiyahamba ngiyahamba khala zome ngoba sengiyahamba ngiyahamba. I added that note.
I love you. Thank you. That was so cool.
Just to show
off. I know it's hard on the phone, but we've got everybody. I've made people, David Dennis do it. I've made some of the best actors to do this. So this
is
so.
I need to come in and just do it like right there on air.
So that's what we want in future. Thembeka, you I loved what you said in the show. Both you and Yatu spoke very clearly about being very different. Hello, Yatu. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yeah, so Yatu's in studio.
Oh, my Yatu.
Yeah, hello.
You're Yatu. And I loved the messages that you both spoke of. But I loved the fact that, Thembeka, you spoke about the fact that, you know, when you were growing up, being robust. I love that is the new word, by the way. Uses the buzz. Hashtag robust. Like being large and in charge. Being fat for the sake of the word, because that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was lauded as a kid. You were cute. And then all of a sudden you grew up realizing that people discriminated because you were bigger. Your message was so clear about just stop discriminating against people, and you then became very poignant because you talk about autism and the fact that your son has autism, and then in the show, a young born to performer joins on stage and sings "You Raise Me Up," and he has autism. So tell me a bit about that message that you're trying to spread as you do this, as a mom and as somebody who's just trying to say, stop picking on people because they're different.
Yes. I think more than anything, when I was approached to do the show and when they pitched the idea to me, I literally, before we can discuss anything else, I just said, yes, I'll be part of it, because what better message can one spread than a message of positivity? Not everyone is built to be the same size. Otherwise, there wouldn't be other shops that cater to other people. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fully African or any other nationality for that matter. And the fact that, you know, we are different, some by choice, some because God designed us that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I spread that message to say, get to know a person before you can judge them by how they look. You get to know me, you will love me before you can just judge me by saying, oh, she's overweight, why can't you do something about it? Listen, I can do something about it. Within the matter of 6 months, I'll be skinny and you will always be shallow. So that's the only message I always say to people. Get to know a person.
But you'll be shallow. So that's...
You'll be shallow and I'll be skinny in 6 months, literally.
I love the message. Thembeka, tell us some of the stage work that you've done.
I beg your pardon?
Tell us about some of the stage work that you have done.
I know you've
worked with Ryan in Priscilla.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Priscilla. Do you remember me running backstage? Okay.
And, oh, my gosh.
And so we have another friend in studio of yours, Ryan Flynn. Hello.
Hello, Thembeka.
Oh, hi, Ryan. Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
You see, we're busy.
Like my first stage performance was High School Musical, where Peter Turing discovered me. Actually, for me to do all of this and be attached to the live camera action, Peter Turing discovered me. And straight after High School Musical, I was approached to do Grease, which I ended up playing two parts in Grease, which was something unheard of, really. I was blown away. I remember I did not even study this. It came to me, and when I'm given a microphone, I kill it. I make sure that I kill that performance with everything I've got. Then I took a break, entered competitions to say, okay, because I had a baby. Unfortunately, in this industry, once you have a child, it's almost like it's frowned upon. But I mean, I'm old, I need to have a child. So that I have something or somebody that looks like me when I pass on, you know what I'm saying? Say, oh, she looks like the mom, you know what I'm saying? And then I came back doing the voice, and then Peter Turin again said, Thembeka, come and audition for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I auditioned literally for 5 minutes. 3 days later, I was offered the part.
I know, you came down from the sky as one of the...
She looked fabulous in big red hair.
She
looked gorgeous.
This big angel came down from the sky. So Thembeka, yes, I wish you so much luck for your single. Where can people get it? Where can you download it?
It is on all musical platforms, Google Play, iTunes, Deezer, everywhere it is there. And we're busy promoting it right now. I'm all over the place in Johannesburg. I was meant to fly back yesterday, but I couldn't because we just thought, let's just use this opportunity as well to be here in Johannesburg.
Well, thank you for joining us. The name of the song is?
It's Kala Zome. Translated, cry till your tears dry, because now I'm leaving.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thembeka Nguni, thank you for joining us on the line. And yeah, that's sorry, I thought she was in Durban. She's not. She's in Johannesburg.
She gets around.
She gets around. Flying in the sky. Yeah. Priscilla, queen of the desert. It's kind of crazy stuff. Yatu Kraft, thank you for joining us in studio. Again, another message that was spoken about in the show Shine was about acceptance. And you spoke about... and I mean, it's quite incredible because you speak about the fact that somebody that you really like, that you were in love with, turned around and said to you after you'd kissed and you thought this is going to be the person of your dreams, the man of your dreams, and then he said to you, you're ugly and actually you're not, you're basically not for me, and I was drunk and stupid when I kissed you.
Why do people say that?
I don't get it. No sense. Well, yeah, but it's just, again, remember shallow. Remember that.
Yeah.
Or it will come back to you and bite you in the ass.
It does, karma.
Karma's a bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I promise you.
In high heels.
Yeah, exactly. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. And then you sang that song, Ugly.
Yes, my song.
Yeah, now, interesting. You, Team Lira. Also, you were in The Voice last year.
Yes, I was.
Hold on,
yes,
is it this year or last year? I'm so confused.
They're all merging together.
It came into both years.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you got your own YouTube channel and your own fashion brand.
Yes, we're working on the YouTube channel and the fashion brand. Everything is just taking.
Did you wear your did you wear, because that outfit could have been.
I heard about it. Like that outfit's made the rounds.
The travels. Travels.
So that outfit seriously could have been in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Angels that come down. You know that.
Yes, it's
more like a devil outfit because it was red.
I mean, if anyone is listening from the costume department, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm kind of...
You got an awesome
Did you design that yourself?
Yes, I actually sewed everything that I wore.
Are you designing all your stuff performing on stage? Are you doing a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Did you design some of your stuff, Yatu, from The Voice?
I did. Well, so here's some insider scoop.
Okay, let's hear that scoop.
Is
I'm
that
dying to know.
We had sponsors...
This
is not like the big tier, but kind of that, like, we had sponsors, so you have to wear sponsored clothing. So
can I talk
the
to
sponsored
you?
Clothing is about
between you and I. Let me do this with you.
Yes, let's do this.
So I am. I think Tiger of Sweden was the brand. Have you seen Tiger of Sweden? It's a Nordic brand from Sweden, obviously Tiger of Sweden. Okay, and literally it's made for 7 foot tall skinny beans. Okay, and none of the stuff could fit me. You know, none of the stuff, seriously, you know, these flat ass tall Norwegians. So, seriously. So I'm asking you, how do you get around? Listen, it's hard, eh? It's hard when you have a clothes sponsor and you are.
Yeah.
You're large and in charge. You're robust. Robust is the new word.
Robust.
Hashtag robust. That's what we're doing today.
So you just get two and put them together. Truly what we did for one of my outfits, for the Somewhere outfit with the massive skirt thing, we took three of the skirts to get around.
The black skirt, eh?
The blue one with the flowers and the butterflies and the...
Okay, cool.
Had to get three skirts to fit over my booty.
Okay, I want to ask the question.
RuPaul, eat your heart out.
Do you get people asking you, are you a boy, are you a girl? Do you ever get stuff like that? Or do you and is it offensive? Because you've got a bit of androgyny.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of cross-dressing happening.
Yes.
Okay? You've got a bit of... It's all of your first, it's, I'm not saying it's your personality, but it's your brand.
Yes.
People need to get it. It's a brand. That's what you're doing.
Androgyny is the future.
I mean...
Truly, thank you.
Okay, so I mean, so it's your brand. So this is your brand identity. So
yes.
So do you... Firstly, are you offended by that or are you complimented?
I am not offended in the slightest. Okay, I am actually very like... Oh, thank you. Like, I try.
I've seen you at a few openings or in a few big events, and then these big, then a lady with a big outfit comes out, and I think
it's me.
It's cool.
I always say that I'm a big boy in big girl's shoes.
Okay, excellent.
So I feel very great. Okay. There's a Rent quote that I always say if people ask me, and then I say, I'm more of a man than you will ever be, and more of a woman than you will ever have.
Whoa.
Okay. And I'm like,
ooh, Thembeka.
And I. Are we hip and cool now?
I have no cool quotes, I'm afraid.
Okay, but Ryan, we're going to come to you, Ryan, in a moment, okay? But okay, so it's cool. It's large in charge, and this is your
Definitely.
Brand. And this, and you're making your own clothes a lot of this time.
Yes. House of Craft is launching very, very
soon. And you're sewing, and do you sew yourself?
Yes, I do. I do have a few helping hands, bless. but okay. I do try.
Okay, so that's amazing stuff. And then again, it's all this. You came out at quite a young age to your family, and you have had great support because you're only 19 now.
Yeah, 18 now.
18.
Yes.
Okay, he's a young person. Okay.
Okay.
Getting old.
Do you know the fact is that I'm 20?
Let's not even talk three, about
almost 24 years old, 23 years older than him. Gareth and I had a show on radio on 702 before he was born. That's insane. But you know what? I learned two things. Black don't crack and fat don't crack either. So I look hot for 42. But let me just tell you that. It's a very cool thing. Natural collagen. never ever forget that.
I'm going to remember.
You use it, John. Use it as a pickup line. And remember, another one that Graham Watkins taught me. Some people are built for speed. But there are other people's built for comfort. So come, wintertime, mama, come to bed.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So, what an interesting. So, Yatu, because in Sioux we have Yatu Craft, means blue in Native American.
Yes, it does. That is my name, and it means blue.
And what made your mom call you blue?
Well,
I mean, it's an interesting question. Why
because
blue?
Because the sky is the limit.
Well, actually, I want you.
You're making jokes.
Are you
going to?
Oh, really? Because I read this. That's why I wanted
to
say.
I love it.
Nowhere is it more apparent that the name blue is a Native American language, and your mom said it speaks about the fact that you, as a person, can do whatever you want in your life, and the color blue reminds you that your dreams could stretch as deep as the darkest depths of the ocean, and the highest point in the sky.
Yeah, my mom's a hippie.
Isn't that clearly? sorry, I didn't mean to offend your mother. But
no, but it's
clearly. True. I mean, when your name is blue, it's a beautiful name.
Thank you. I'm very lucky.
It's apple blue. You get people got a very interesting.
Yeah, no, look, those are great.
You're just names. Ryan Flynn, hi.
Yeah, no,
Jessica
boring.
Ryan.
Yeah, just
the most generic American name you can find.
Yeah, Ryan. Hi, yeah. Ryan.
Broadway.
Ryan.
Yeah. Okay, so now on that note, this is what we do. On the show before do you love singing, obviously.
I do.
Do you like massages? Actually, your mother deserves a nice present.
She does.
Okay, so I've got a voucher here from Skin Sense Spa, and if you sing the song really well, you get a voucher valued at almost $700. How could we give?
Well, no pressure.
It's
yeah,
20
I know he'll
past
nail
nine
it.
In the morning, and I have to
we've got, and you never know who's listening. By the way, Jenny Hazel's on the line. Daphne's there. Peter,
making notes.
Actually, it does happen. But here's Skin Sense Day Spa voucher, and so stand by. So let's pass me your phone.
Crikey Moses.
Okay,
I'm not prepared.
All right.
Chief Latin Major. I'm kidding. I don't know what key the song is.
No, everybody does it. Don't worry about it. It's the way it goes. This is the way we do it on the show. And just let me just make sure that we've got this. Okay, so get it out. Okay. And
don't smoke, kids.
This is Yatu Craft. And let us get ready with this song.
Oh, crikey Moses.
Okay.
Got up at that little, can't barely stand my feet. Take a look in the mirror and cry, what you're doing to me. I spent all my years in believing you. I'm dead, I'm gonna be free. Let somebody, oh somebody, can anybody find me? Somebody to love. I work hard every day of my life. I work till I ache in my bones. At the end of the day, I take home my heart and fail on my own. I get down on my knees and I start to pray till the tears run down from my eyes. Let somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me?
Brilliant. Yay.
Oh, I love that song.
Woo. Hello, how you doing? You got a voucher. Isn't that cool?
You won.
You won.
I've always wanted to sing that song, but
okay. Okay, we're gonna
get to you
in a moment. Spring is here, and Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg has just what you need to celebrate. Renew your body with a body exfoliation, a Swedish massage for two people, and you only pay for one. That's cool. So if you buy one, get one free. It's really cool. This month's special also includes a cleanse facial with a vitamin C booster, a gel with a mani and a pedi, plus a wash and a blow dryer, and you can really just do some special stuff. Really great vouchers. I want to just tell you something. You can treat your friend by buying them for their birthday a voucher for 1,200 Rand and get 600 Rand more in value.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's fun. So take advantage of all these September deals from a Skin Sense Day Spa. Find out by going to cliffcentral.com now or get to www.skinsense.co.za. That's www.skinsense.co.za, where you can book treatments and even shop online. Ooh. Yay. Well done.
Boosh.
That was fun.
It was fun.
It's fun. So here, you can take your phone back. You can see.
Thank you very much.
We'll do some more stuff in a moment. So that's Yatu Kraft from The Voice. Of course, he was just. How did you deal with being voted off? By the way,
it was actually surprisingly very okay.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was my time. I mean, I did have massive things planned for the finale.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you have planned?
Save it for your own show.
Let's just save it.
Okay, let's. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan's advising.
Thank you. Let's just say that I had a parachute.
Oh my God, I'm so
not
curious.
Not as a gown. Perhaps as a gown. Yes, I had a parachute as a gown.
Really?
You know, there was this one performance at the Oscars where they did projections onto, I think it was J-Lo's skirt.
Oh, yes, it was exactly. It was,
yes.
Yes, and the white skirt.
Yes, then, and it moved.
Yes, it moved. Yes. So yeah. That was very, very clever, actually.
Yeah.
I just find the fashion mind, like a fashion mind like yours, any fashionista's mind, it's just fascinating the way they think. It's,
well, they're artists, aren't they?
I mean, I would look at a parachute and think, cool, you jump out of a plane. I would never think to wear it. You know, it's
fashion, darling.
Oh, man, I'm so envious.
So thank you for joining us. Well, stay there. We're going to chat to you more in a moment. But I now want to welcome our next guests into studio, Ryan Flynn and Jessica Driver. They are actors. They are performers. They are just brilliant people in the business. And they're in a new production that's opening at the Teatro called The Rock of Ages.
Rock.
You haven't done this before.
It's your first show. It's my first show. Yes.
Okay. So everyone in this industry. Let me just tell everybody, you are all interlinked because you all work together across the board. Mm. So you two were on Shine together.
Yes, we were.
You and Timbeka were on
Priscilla
together. Okay, now you are working together.
Yeah.
Do you see how small the industry is?
It
gets very, very tight.
You would never say it's her first time doing a show. Even I was surprised when I asked her, I said, is this your first show? She's like, yeah. I'm like, no. Oh, she's rocking
it. You know, when you go to Showworks, the work that people do there, so it's like sending kids to a soccer academy.
Yes.
Okay, and they go every day to a soccer academy, and then they become a soccer player, and you go, wow, how did that happen? But this is part of their education.
Yeah, well, you can't play football by reading a book, so you got to get out and do it.
So they when they go to Gemma and Matt Marinus's Showworks, this is what the training, because you both went there.
Yes,
I've seen you there a lot around, and in and around, because Matt Marinus is one of my I produce television shows, so that's my main day job. And Matt with Nathan Rowe are some of my best directors.
Cool.
that produce and direct and edit a lot of my television shows.
Mm.
So, and then they have got music schools, and they're so talented.
Amazing.
So that's
so amazing.
So he's busy filming and directing, and yeah, that's the business, actually.
Yeah.
Ryan, I mean, how long have you been in the business? Well, you hold on, Ryan. Ryan was very interesting. Ryan was in the business from the age of about 1 hour old. Okay, that's when he kind of realized something wasn't weird.
I was born on a tour with my parents, while they were touring with the show.
You were
born
on tour, actually. Yeah. Okay, so Ryan Flynn is Ann Powers and the late Bill Flynn's son, and yes, you literally were born into. You have no brothers and sisters, am I right? You're an only kid.
No, it's just me. I've got two stepsisters.
Yeah, but it's just you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you basically were on the road.
Yeah, no, literally born into performing. I don't know if I was born to perform, but definitely was born into it.
Well, hold on, you didn't have a choice, did you?
No, not really.
Well,
no.
I mean, yes. And of course, your father, just one of the most exceptional actors. Of course, your mom, one of the most exceptional actresses, okay, in Ann Powers and Bill Flynn. And of course, if people don't know who Bill Flynn is, because he's been gone now for, what, 15?
It's a long time, yeah. It's over 12 years now.
Yeah, a long, long time. And him and Paul Slab.
Slabalepsy.
Slabalepsy was used to hit against the head.
Yes, yeah, everyone remembers him as Chucky.
Then, of course, I mean, he was in Schuster movies.
Yeah, and Death of a Salesman.
Yeah, and of course, very famous for Death of the Salesman. And of course, on TV throughout the 80s and the 90s.
So Senior Smith was a big one that people loved, yeah.
So that's your dad. I want to tell you something interesting. So when I started my career on 702, all those years ago, I used to have the Sunday Society show where we used to invite well-known personalities to come into the studio. And so your dad came in, and he came in just before I don't know how long, but just before he died. And and he spoke about how he, we're talking about years ago, but we're talking about 18 years ago. And he spoke about how he can't wait to see if his son's going to get into this business. Because you hadn't got into the business. How old are you now, right?
Gosh, 35.
Okay, so you hadn't entered the business.
No, I only started wanting to go into performing after doing that Scottish play in Matric. Then I thought, let me give this a whirl.
Well, this was before Matric, eh? So this was close to you, like 18 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And so if you think about 18, at that stage I also was judging Coca-Cola pop stars, who your colleague, who was in here last week, Lois. She won. That was in that.
No, I remember.
She was in that second group.
Yeah.
That's how long we're talking a while ago.
It's 100% what you say. Everyone's connected through something. It's the industry's big but small.
It's big but small. That's why don't screw people over.
No.
Number one.
I'm no bridges must be burnt.
Don't burn the bridges, okay?
Just keep the matches in your back pocket.
Yeah, yeah, and burn something else.
Yes. Just burn incense.
Yeah, or weed or whatever you do.
Oh, suppose you can too now, yeah. So.
Yeah, so you can say that, yeah. I'm not in trouble. but that's, sorry, I just thought about something. But I mean, your dad was so influential in this particular world, and your mom. So tell me, so what was your first, so you got the bat in Matric.
Yeah.
What did you think you wanted to do? Not what they were doing.
I wanted to go into medicine.
Ah.
Yeah.
Dr. Ryan.
Yes, okay. Dr. Flynn.
Okay, and it never happened.
No.
Okay. No. Because otherwise things would be very different.
I wore a set of heels that's never been the same since.
And we must congratulate you because you're a dad, a brand new dad.
Can you believe it? Yeah. Okay. Finally passing the torch. It's an experience.
Your mom must be so thrilled.
I think she's more excited than my wife and I combined. But she's very proud granny.
Your mom basically had you, so they didn't have any other kids. And now all of a sudden, I mean, and also hasn't been, she's on a good road to recovery, but she wasn't well recently.
No, she wasn't, but she's 100% now.
So, and we're going to shout out to you, Ann Powers, yes, so the cancer's gone.
She's a rock star.
That big C's duct. I mean, she was still coming. She plays, and she was sick. And
no, she's going around telling everyone she's a GILF now.
Okay, what's the, oh?
I don't even want to repeat that. But you know it, she's saying it with so much pride, and I'm like, Mom,
can I tell you something?
Mom,
but she really could. She, I mean, she is a GILF. That's weird. Oh, grannies, I want to. Okay, cool. Got it. Ann, we'll get Ann on the show soon. All right. So Ryan, I want to come back to your start of your career. When did it start?
It started, funny enough, in People's Theatre with Jill Gerard and Keith Smith. They had someone who pulled out of the show, and they asked me last minute. I just finished studying film school because I studied at film school. I didn't study theatre. And they said, would you like to get involved? And I thought, yeah, why not? I'd love to audition. I auditioned and played Sleek the Mouse. I'll never forget, he was a gangster mouse.
I must tell you, it's one of my favorite roles. You've done lots. Okay, you really have. Let's just mention the different productions you've been in. But I loved you as Gargamel, by the way.
Oh, gosh, I had such fun as that character. I have to be honest, I love the children's theatre shows because you can really just go all out and you can just give in to the
Mickey
Mouse ears.
But that was a big production.
It was stunning. I mean,
it came from overseas. Yeah, it was
an international production with Lyle Ramsden's company. It was a really,
that was
really
great. Mm-hmm. That Smurf thing was just...
Worked with Candida Masoma, which, yeah. Well, which was great fun.
Yeah, the whole thing was brilliant.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun.
And of course, you were just an insane Gargamel.
Oh, gosh, no. I'd loved him as a kid, so getting to play the villain, it's always so much fun, especially in children's shows.
Okay. And then, of course, I should also say Keith, get better, because Keith also hasn't been so great. So.
Yeah, no. I think he's doing better now.
That's good, yeah. Good. So that's just another shout-out there as we do these things. So come, Ryan. And Jessica
Driver. Oh, we're singing for our massages.
Yeah, yes. Do you want to go massages? Do you want to get massages?
I'll take what I can get. Okay. That's what my great grandmother told me.
All right, so let me. Okay, guys, we can hear you talking. I don't give a shit. You're gonna do it. Okay. All right, let's. Okay, we'll get this ready, and
press play.
Okay, let me get the words because I didn't sleep at all last night, so this may be an emotional
experience.
You
didn't sleep.
Okay. No. Little James was on point.
Yeah, James Flynn one day will listen, because now I only wish I could give you your dad's interview, and somewhere in the 702 archives, we can't find. Well, you can't, but I would love that now that we have, because of podcasting, we've got so much stuff that you can now keep.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's great. It's all on the website as well.
Okay, so all right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
And this should keep you forever. All right.
It's the classic karaoke choice for an early morning.
Okay. Thank you. Hold a second and three. Let's go. So karaoke.
You know that song.
Yeah. Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl. Crazy for me.
Met a boy, cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to all the summer nights. Tell me more. Did you get very far?
Tell me more. Like, does he have a car?
Yeah!
I was about to get rocky on it.
Okay, go.
Oh, God, you want me to keep going?
No,
I think we've lost the place now.
Yeah.
It'll be a...
Drowned. He showed up, up.
You're making us keep going.
Summer days this drifting is, away. Oh, I have a summer night. I want to rock! Okay, let's leave that. Okay. Guys, you're off to Skin Sense, eh?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you qualify. Enjoy, and remember that they have that special I told you about. Eh?
Yes,
that if you buy, you can get one a sweet and shop for two, and only pay for one. So that would, you can take someone with you. Think about it. Okay, so that's magic. All right, guys. So let me just lose that song.
Awesome. It's gonna keep going because that song goes forever.
We're gonna get you to sing something also just a little later in the show.
Yeah, definitely something from the show. I mean, she sounds stunning in the show.
Yeah, that is really so. Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Tell us a bit about the storyline.
The storyline. It's about two kids who go to the big city and they want to make it big.
Yeah, you know, especially my character Sherry. She wants to make it big in Hollywood, and she kind of soon realizes it's not really that easy.
Where is it set? Is it set in California?
In LA.
LA, yeah.
No. Okay, LA. But on the more grunge scene.
Yeah, in a more sexier rock, time, the Reagan era.
Yeah, the Reagan era in the 80s. And it's also set in that, exactly, when Doc Martens were the order of the day.
Yeah.
It was very...
Long hair.
Yeah, long
tassels.
Hair. Yeah, that guys that had... Actually, this is what the Bleach... That bleach color. Yes. That's exactly what the... So, and what a cast. Craig Ubani, Sito. The list just goes on.
Yeah, no, it's a hell of a cast. I mean, we've got Niels Klassen, who you had last week. I mean, Josh Ansley, Jessica, you know. I mean, we've got some great ensemble members, a lot of people that have just finished a long tour
Matthew
with Chicago.
Matthew, so before Nathan Rowe and I, at the moment I'm doing the show alone, I'm solo. Nathan Rowe and I did this, Matthew Coonahan and I did the show.
Yes, Chatty Matthew.
Chatty Manny. Mm. So we have a few people that have done this. And they're on the, as I said, do you see how the industry is so interconnected?
Everyone's connected.
Even if you're from Durban, or you're from Elizabeth, you'll see how it all just comes together. So, yeah. And then you'll see how when you meet the people, like Selah, I'm never going off to the UK, to London, and I went to go and see The Lion King, and who played Mufasa was Selah Makakangube. Mm. And And I didn't know he was playing it. And then all of a sudden backstage, and I went, I saw the Lion King 4 days in a row, okay, and watched it backstage because I knew Cella. So you'll see the world is very, very close.
It's crazy because when I first watched Lion King, I was very young, and that was the show that made me realize what I want to do the first of my life, which is crazy.
And you saw it at the theatre, which opened like 11 years ago.
Yeah, we were at the opening. Myself and Earl Gregory were sitting together. We were there to watch Candy, and we were in tears in the Circle of Life opening because it was just walking down the side, so it was stunning.
It still to this day has become one of the funniest things because I went again large and in charge, sat in row three rows from the front, and it was my first time in the and I'd been to the UK before, but it was the first time I'd seen a show actually. And Gareth Cliff and I were there at the Fanbury Air Show, and I went off to go and see this the Lion King, okay. And the next thing, as they opened, and the elephant comes into the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, not that proverbial.
Yes, one. Yes. Actually, the literal elephant. Okay. Yeah. With the little baby one following behind.
I started sobbing.
Yeah.
But I was uncontrollable. Okay, and I saw Cella on stage, and this British lady said to me, "Are you okay? Are you all right?" I said, "Oh, I'm missing my country. I'm from South Africa, and I'm busy." And she said, "How long have you been living in the UK?" I said, "I got you this morning." And so I felt like a real proper twat. But anyway, that's
well, I mean, you talk about nostalgia. I mean, that's exactly what we were. Well, Rock of Ages. There's so many rock shows happening at the moment. Rock of Ages is all about nostalgia. It's about going to the 80s, rocking. I mean, one of my favorite artists, Bon Jovi. It's there's Wanted Dead or Alive, sung by Sito. Okay. He is, I mean...
we're going to have him in.
Yeah, he is so sexy in this show. The girls and the guys are going to go crazy.
Okay.
He is a sex rock god in this show. I mean...
I've got to tell you, one of the best performances I saw him was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah. It's a very different character to Jesus.
It's not Jesus.
It's kind of the polar opposite of Jesus. But which is great. It's so nice
Thanks
to see
that one, Ryan. Okay. I wanted to ask, tell me... talking about your dad, Bill Flynn, what are some of the best memories? What did you obviously miss him terribly now that you're dad.
Yeah, no, look, best memory, I have to say, the best memory I ever had was doing a show with him. The last show before he passed away, which was a funny thing, happened on the way to the Forum. Mm. I played a Protean, but I got to perform with him, rehearsed with him for 4 weeks, watched his creative process for 4 weeks, got to work with him as a colleague rather than just his son. So that to me is still my best memory.
Do you appreciate the work that he did, not in terms of fatherhood, now differently that you had a child? Isn't that the big question?
I have so much respect for all parents. Like Niels, I don't know how Niels and Eloise handle 3 children. I'm sitting there going, how do you handle one? It's a challenge like you can't believe. But I mean, I love every second of it. But wow, I have so much respect for my parents, any parents, because it's a full 180% selfless commitment.
And that's what it's about. And I mean, it's sure. And it's wait, it's only start.
I know that's
he
what
doesn't move. He's
he
not does, mobile.
He just sits and smiles and farts. That's what he does at the moment. You know,
okay, so he's not even mobile. So
I can't even imagine if he's anything like me, bolting everywhere every 5 seconds. It's going to be
yes.
He's so much like my father. He has so many quirks of my father's facial expressions.
Really,
he was born the day my father passed away.
I know.
So it's
another act. One day I look forward in 20 years time when I'm 60 to go when I'm a grandpa also that. I could also be a guilt.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, I want to be there.
I'm so a girl.
Okay, come on. All right. So, and be able to speak to him about James Flynn. James William Flynn. So, yeah, well, this is to you, and this is good stuff. So, I'm happy to have you guys in the studio. I want to get my 2 new guests, so I'm going to ask you to move for a second.
We're going
to
shift.
Okay. And no, stay there, Ryan. But before you go, Jessica, tell me, firstly, you love this career. How old are you now?
I'm 21.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're born to perform. Did you study it after school?
Yes, so I studied at Stageworks with Gemma and Matt, and I finished there about a year ago. And then I was teaching for a year and auditioning and, you know, trying to break out into the industry. And this year especially is just...
And this is your first... Is it your first break?
It's my first break. Yeah, this is my break. Yeah.
What a way to start, though.
Okay. We're going to get you
the role.
You're going to be singing some more stuff now in a second. Jessica Driver, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're not finished with you yet, but thank you for being in studio.
Thank you so much.
And to play Sherry in Rock of Ages. And a newbie.
Yes.
We love newbies.
A little newbie.
It's Ryan, you're an old thing.
I'm an oldie, yeah. Golden oldie now.
You really are. Yeah. 35 years in the business. Seriously. Born on the road with your mother and father. Okay. So that's incredible stuff. Yeah. So, and I want to go and move to another production, a great production that's going on at the moment at Auto and General Theatre on the Square, Daphne's Place. And we sort of coining it Daphne. Hello, let's go to Daphne's Place. Man, doesn't matter. We can go to Daphne's.
Whoa.
And Daphne is anything but a wonderful Indian person. She's a lovely Jewish. Hello, how's it? It's Daphne. You
she's
know,
an that's institution now.
She is an institution. And the show is called Cupcakes and Conversations.
Commiserations.
Right. Commiserations. We're having a conversation about cupcakes and commiserations. Sorry, I've got it in front of me. Guys, thank you for joining us. Danny DeBrain and Tamani.
Like a knee.
Okay.
Barton.
Barton. So,
yes, Tamani Barton.
But again, an interesting name. Tamani.
Yes, as a child, I hated my parents because.
Where does it come from?
It's Jewish, Cherokee.
Because we've got two Cherokee names here.
Yeah, it's a Red Indian name for. It's Chief Tamana from the Delaware tribe. Who was the friendly beaver?
All right.
So I coined that one.
So thank you for being in the studio.
It's lovely to be and here. Thank you.
Tell us about this production.
Oh, it's quite exciting. It's a psychological thriller drama. It is a love story. Mm-hmm. It's a story about a husband and wife who have been together for a couple of years, and we find Nola on stage in her kitchen with her husband's disappearance. And he's been missing for a few days, and she's trying to piece together where he's gone, trying to track his whereabouts. Is he having an affair? Has he run away with someone else? Is he dead? Is he hanging off a cliff?
And where is he? Because he's in studio.
Well, that's a whole nother story. We can't tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. You have to come watch the show to find that part out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
obviously, you do appear on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So he arrives somewhere.
He does.
He comes back.
I play enough parts throughout the play. I mean, I appear on stage coming on and off. But yeah, it leads all to a climax that explains a whole lot. But you've got to be there.
Yeah, each story that he comes onto stage with is actually a memory of Nola's.
Okay.
And while she's trying to piece together his disappearance, she's dipping in and out of moments that they've had, their love affair, their beautiful intimacy, their fun in the kitchen, and she's questioning whether or not they really were happy.
Now, talk about a small world. Tamani and I, with Nathan Rowe, was in Ivory Tree Lodge. In the game reserve, we were doing a story on rhino poaching.
Yes, yes.
Okay, which was an incredible
which
story.
Beautiful.
We did. And then, and you were busy writing the play.
I was. So and, while they were out.
We had never met, but while we were out busy filming.
Everything is connected.
It is. Yeah. While you guys were out finding beautiful animals, I was in the room scribbling down ideas
writing
and thoughts.
This play.
Yes, the specific.
And I remember you didn't have a name for it at the time, but I think you were just too. I mean, you said, I'm in it, and I'm busy. It's amazing to see it now come to fruition.
And that was a couple of months ago. That was 3-4 months ago. Yes.
It's amazing.
So you were part of the process somewhere. Who knows? Maybe you inspired
something. Myself and the
rhinos.
Maybe the rhinos did. Let's do that.
Maybe. Okay. Never know where inspiration comes from.
So the whole show is centered around this lady and this missing husband.
Yes.
And of course, it's a psychological thriller. Yes. And how long is it? And does it end in a cliffhanger? Is it hold you?
Well, our response from the audience so far has gone, we want more. We need more. Where's the series? Where's the movie? So it definitely leaves our audience going, oh, we need more. We need to find out more. We want to delve deeper. We have questions. We have tonight, actually, we have a Q&A after the show because we've had so many people going, we want to discuss it. We want to sit down and pull it apart. So
are you hoping this will turn into a film?
I say no more.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but now I do want to say this now. Now, there's a reason that you were with us on the trip is because you and Nathan are friends.
We are very good friends.
Very close friends. Okay, so Nathan Rowe, by the way, who's in, and do not miss the production of Kinky Boots happening at the Fugard in Cape Town. Again, Earl Gregory is in Kinky Boots.
I've heard
phenomenal
he is.
Show.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. I haven't seen him, He wasn't there that night.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, he's so magnificent
but
to watch.
I saw the understudy.
Yes.
Who was
Sebo. Yes.
Who was outstanding.
Phenomenal.
Priscilla.
Oh, he was also in Priscilla.
Yeah.
Okay, but he was brilliant, eh? Mm. I believe they're very different, so I can't wait to see this. So just a shout out to Nathan and that production, and of course, Danny. Now tell me about you and tell me about your career.
Well, as far as acting goes, I'm pretty new to the scene. I only started professionally acting in 2016.
How did that start? What were you doing before?
Oh, man, that's a long story. I don't know if we've got enough time today.
But what were you doing?
Well, started life as an auto electrician, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, spanners and tools.
Okay.
And made my way through life doing all sorts of different things, sort of an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I just got to a point in my life where I decided I needed to start doing something I really enjoyed, something I had a love for and wanted to get more involved in. And it started in 2013 when I signed up with just a little character agent. And the first gig I got was for Sun International. They I don't know if you know, but Sun City sort of filmed their or trained their staff using series like Seven Dallon. You know, they set up scenarios of how guests might react to something and then show how the staff should deal with it. So that was the first gig I did. Like, I hadn't acted a day in my life, and this was like the third day I'd been with the agency. So it was a heck of a stress, but I got through it. And then next deal was I got onto Adam Sandler's film Blended. I was acted as a gay couple in one of the scenes there.
Oh,
so
were you in Blended?
Yeah, yeah.
Adam Sandler.
What was it? What was it like working with Drew Barrymore? And
quite funny thing is, I didn't work personally with him.
No, but you were there.
It was
there.
So funny because, I mean, Drew Barrymore was the first actress I'd seen on television when I moved to South Africa. And it was so funny because the first day we get there, we were just extras at the time. And we were walking across that bridge of time.
Mm.
And I wasn't paying attention. Next thing, whack, I walk into somebody, look up, and I'd walked flat into Drew Barrymore. She was coming off set in the scene. And I whacked straight into her. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
And then you're in a movie with her.
Pretty interesting.
So an auto electrician. And I mean, you're not a youngster. Listen, you're great.
I'm as old as you, brother. 42.
Yeah, so we're not babies.
No.
You know, so it's, I mean, that is cool.
I hope I get silver hair like that. I would kill to have silver fox look. Like this mousy brown is not a good look.
It's coming. It will come.
Oh, I hope
At least you're not going to go bald. Like, maybe you're holding hair.
Yeah, so far.
Dad was bald.
So far.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, so from there, to progress pretty quickly. I mean, I've landed up in Generations, little scenes in Seven Dallon. I did a movie called Die Man met die Snor, my first Afrikaans lead on Showmax. It's now on Showmax at the CakeNet Silver Scarum Festival. And this year, two theatre shows. I did My Fair Lady this year, and then this one, Cupcakes and Commiserations with Sam.
Are you loving it?
Loving it.
He's amazing actor.
Come on, thank you.
You bit by the bug.
Yeah. He's so wonderful to work off of.
Ryan and Jessica have to leave because they've got to go. So Jessica, come quickly.
Please sing for me too.
You're going to sing as you run. Just grab that microphone. Okay, and this is from Rock of
this
Ages.
This is from Rock of Ages, yeah.
All right, and let's go to Jess, and let's go, here we go. Let's just get this all going. From Rock of Ages, More Than Words. So let me just get this going on. Jess, I don't know why it's not coming. Let me see.
It's worth the
bother. Have you got airtime, Jess?
I should have.
All right, it's not going. But you know what, you can do it a cappella.
Okay, I can do a cappella.
All right, so let's do it a cappella because it's a pity you didn't bring a guitar. All right.
It would have sounded terrible
two,
if I played it with a guitar.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. Not that I want you not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already know.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Two of you, get your rehearsals.
No, thank you so much. Plenty more songs just like that in the show.
That is from the musical Rock of Ages coming to the theatre opening next week.
Next week. Well, end of next week.
End of next week, but still it's next week.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's amazing. Great costumes, great choreography, an incredible
Craig
show.
Craig Ubani is
his own show. He's amazing. He's in the show.
Sito from Von der Boom.
Zach Hendricks.
It's really an all-star cost.
It's a guaranteed great night out for, you know, for anyone who just loves good music and just wants that nostalgia, because the 80s, I have to be honest, is still one of the best decades ever invented.
So on the line now, we're going to go off to Cape Town. Cheers, guys. Don't miss Rock
Up. Cheers. Thanks so much, guys.
And I want to tell you about a phenomenal restaurant in Cape Town. It's been open for quite some time, but it's called the Short Market Club with the long list to get inside, because it is that popular. It really is. It's been on in the top restaurants in South Africa in the Eat Out Awards. I've got their phenomenal chef in studio with us, on the line in Cape Town, Wesley Randles. Thank you for joining us. Wes, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Wes, I must tell you, firstly, if we're going to talk about this particular restaurant, it is owned by yourself and it's with Simon. It's also linked to the Luke Del Roberts stable and portfolio. But the Short Market Club is something that's really just very, very special to the Cape Town scene. Now, you open for lunch and for dinner, and it's basically an old world feel. It reminds me a lot of like a Smith and Walensky in New York City on Wall Street. And I love the fact that you got the old school trolleys and the white dinner jackets that the waiters are in, you know. But yet it's very contemporary, because it's great for people that haven't been there. You must go and book. Is that you can see into the kitchen, you can see the magic stuff that you're doing. What I also loved about it is I loved the way you serve your your cocktails and your drinks and your bread and your bread station. So what inspired this in 2016?
The space depicted the style more than anything. We found a venue, and it was just very hidden away, open hall. And Luke's wife, Sandine, she was a designer, and we started spitballing ideas and what it could potentially become. And it resulted in this pre-war luxury dining room with lots of leather and white linen and my job was to pretty much just create the food that suited the dining room. And we've evolved a lot faster than I thought we would, but it's becoming quite nice. It's like a bit of luxury and lobster and foie gras and caviar, and it's moving forward fast, which is awesome.
Well, the phenomenal starter, you got your butter roasted lobster, you've got things like your ricotta ravioli, which is just superb, and of course your tuna tartare, just to start, are some of the delicious dishes. What is your favorite starter that you recommend to people?
At the moment, now we actually just launched on Wednesday night, I launched a whole raw market section, which is also a take back to that old world Paris, with these beautiful ice trays that are suspended above your table on stands, and we giving you an option. You can purchase one individual items. So we're doing a selection of East Coast oysters or West Coast oysters. We've got steamed ice cold prawns from Mozambique. We're doing fresh tuna sashimi with a little dip. So it's quite cool. So you start off your meal with a glass of bubbles, and you've got this beautiful ornate ice tray with fresh seafood on your table before you even start moving into the starters. To me, that's just such a great way to start your meal, with a bit of like fresh raw fish.
Love it.
It's clean and it's like fresh ocean, you know, something so nice and light before you move on.
Chef, what would be your signature main dish? If I had to say, what for you is your selling point? I mean, you got lots. You got your Springbok loin, which is just beautiful. I mean, I must tell you, I thought that your local fish that you served was just superb. What would you recommend people to order? The T-bone steak is so Smith and Walensky, old school New York, 120 years old. I think it's 900. How many grams is it? It's a big.
It's pretty much a kilo on the bone. It's a kilo, just over a kilo T-bone. So that's on the menu there purely because sometimes every now and then you want something unfussy and uncomplicated, and you want a beautiful steak, and you want some nice crunchy duck fat roast potatoes on the side and a good sauce. Like that's just what you want. So I took that and then made it the best possible. Like we chose the best possible grass-fed pasture-reared meat that we could find, and we aged it everything to perfection, and then like that's what we serve. And then, you know, it's quite simple, but that's what people want sometimes. And then on the other hand, you can have like a beautiful springbok loin with some smoked bone marrow polenta and roasted Jerusalem artichokes and roasted pears, you know. So you can get a bit more complicated if you want to on the side. I like to give people the options.
Chef, I've got to tell you, the whole experience is just superb. It's also nice to have a bit of casual dining with really signature food. And I say not, but it's smart casual, but it's still just not that good old New York, that New York feel.
Yeah, the nice thing is the dining room actually has a good feeling to it. It doesn't feel pretentious and stuck up. Even when you walk into the room and it's might have just opened, there's no one in, it still feels warm and inviting.
And of course, I've got to tell you, I love your cheese tray at the end. I think it's the best with 3-in-1. I love it how it comes on the trolley. It's the cheese trolley. And again, I like that you are foraging. You're using local supplies and local food. It's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't bang on about it, but I use the best local source product that I can find, all from small producers and all pasture-reared, and everything's the highest quality that I can find. I don't like to bang on about it, because to me, I know people can taste that when it ends up on their plate.
Well, that's the most important thing, and this experience is superb, Chef. People have got to get there from all over. This show goes all over the world, but if you're going off to the Cape, you have to book the Short Market Club. Go there. Thank you, Chef Wesley Randalls, for joining us, and I look forward to eating more of your special food. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It really is superb. It's a phenomenal experience. That is the Short Market Club in Cape Town. Guys, thank you for joining us in studio. Yatu Kraft, what are you up to next?
So next I am trying to work on my own music, hopefully getting that out soon. As I said, the fashion brand, keep an eye out for House of Craft, is coming. The YouTube channel is doing the things. And yeah, just keep an eye out for my name. But right now I'm probably going home to take a nap.
Okay, go. And then, because it's a heavy weekend, of course, working. Cupcakes and Commiserations is at Auden General Theatre in the Square. And then we'll see where else it's going to go. Where else is it going to move to?
We haven't gotten that far yet, to be honest. It's been a very exciting experience for us to, an experiment for us to see. It's new work. It's brand new South African work. It's new dialogue. It's new conversation. It's dark and twisty, but it speaks to society's conversations. So it's experimental at the moment, and who knows where it will go. I know where I'm taking it, but who knows where it will go.
And what are you going to be up to next, Danny?
Well, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to whatever work comes my way, attending any auditions I can get to, and just be employed, basically, as far as the film industry goes. But yeah, we did an ad for F&B the other day, so I should be
That's cool.
In that soon.
That's fun
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, hoping to see that.
And in movies, and it's...
Yeah, no,
I'm
loving it.
From an auto electrician, I love that.
That's if he gets out this last week of our show alive.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Then he has a future.
I wasn't
talking about your voice.
Shush. Yeah, I do a lot of screaming, so... Yeah, cupcakes and Commiserations takes a bit out of my voice.
Well, guys, thank you for being in the studio. Don't miss that show. That it's Auden General Theatre in the Square.
Thank you.
Because you're all wrangled, get unwrangled with here's your vouchers. Yeah,
definitely need one of those, Frank.
Where do you come and you get skins and vouchers
so
with 700 Rand?
Come on,
this is the show. Thank you for joining us. Don't miss all the great things happening. Get onto your websites, find out what's happening in your area, support the theatre, support our wonderful restaurants, support the festivals. There are wonderful things happening all around town. My name is Alan Ford, and this is Spotlight here on cliffcentral.com. And I just want you to have a great, great week.
Thank you.
And on that note, cheers.
This is cliffcentral.com.